Now we'll begin with the U.S. Secretary of State says that Washington is on the verge of putting an end to Syria talks with Russia.
No, I think we're on the verge of suspending the discussion because it's irrational in the context of the kind of bombing taking place to be sitting there trying to take things seriously.
Now John Kerry accused Moscow of lacking, quote, seriousness of purpose. Kerry added that the U.S. would have to seek other alternatives for a period of time. He had earlier threatened to end cooperation all out with Russia on Syria. And in response, Moscow said that it was outraged by what it calls the intimidating tone of the U.S. statement, saying that it shows Washington supports terrorism. And the Kremlin also criticized the White House for having, quote, a non-constructive stance on Syria. The Russian Foreign Ministry spokesperson once again urged the U.S. to separate foreign-backed militants from terrorist groups in Syria.
We underline once again the need for the separation of so-called peaceful opposition and terrorists. We call firstly on the United States and all those in the region who have a relevant influence to produce such a separation.
Zakharova said that Washington's refusal to cooperate with Moscow on Syria would be a gift to terrorists. She added any real progress as to finding a solution to the Syria crisis depends on separating foreign-backed militants from terror groups. A Kremlin spokesman, Dmitry Peskov, made a similar comment earlier Friday. Now, he said that U.S.-backed opposition groups in Syria should leave areas held by terrorists, which are targeted in Russia's air raids. And now for more on the story, we're joined out of Washington by Mr. Brian Becker of the Answer Coalition. Hello, Mr. Becker, and thanks for joining us here on Press TV's Top 5. Now, Mr. Becker, we're witnessing this rapid escalation of tensions between Russia and the United States. Now, both sides have had pretty harsh words for one another and accusations, and all this on the heels of what seemed to be like a trust-building phase to improve ties and try to coordinate operations to go after terrorists just a couple weeks ago. Your read on all this.
The most important thing to understand about why the ceasefire has collapsed, why there will be no ongoing effort internationally to have a peaceful resolution of the Syria crisis, is the fact that the Pentagon, the Secretary of Defense Ash Carter, and the top uniformed officers in the Pentagon opposed the ceasefire. They openly opposed it. That's not speculation. They openly opposed it in the U.S. media. President Obama gave a go-ahead to John Kerry's last-ditch effort to have a resolution with the Russians. Then the Pentagon announced that they opposed it. And then immediately the Pentagon, the U.S. Air Force, bombed the Syrian Arab Army. Not al-Qaeda, not al-Nusra, not the Army of Conquest, not ISIS. They bombed the Syrian Arab Army, killing 62 people. It was a deliberate effort to sabotage and cancel the ceasefire. They got what they wanted. They don't want a ceasefire.
And this accusation of Russia accusing Washington of having a, quote, non-constructive stance on Syria, what can you add to, and what do you think, what do you feel that's in reference to, aside from what you just mentioned?
Well, I think the Russian position is somewhat mild in terms of characterizing what the Pentagon is saying. John and the State Department, John Kirby, who's an admiral but the spokesperson for the U.S. State Department, a civilian branch of the executive government, said that unless the Russians stop doing what they're doing, which is to support the Syrian Arab Army, extremism would grow, terrorist attacks against Russian troops would grow, Russians would come back to Russia in body bags, Russian cities would be attacked. In other words, these are veiled and not very thinly veiled references to direct threats against Russia. Now, the Russian government perceived it as that. They perceived this as an escalation by the Pentagon and the State Department, canceling the resolution efforts in Syria, but also directly militarily threatening Russia. If Russia ever talked like that about the United States, Americans would come back in body bags, or American cities would be now attacked if America continued its own policy. The U.S. would consider that to be a virtual act of war. But that's what Washington is saying right now about Russia. This is a war of words. Why is it happening? I think it's a precursor to a bigger confrontation.
And Mr. Becker, it just seemed like a couple of weeks ago there was some hope when these two powers, you know, teamed up for marathon talks, and they led to that so-called ceasefire attempt. And now we're back in a hopeless state, it seems like, which we have been for the most part the last 5 years, going on six. What's it going to take now to inject some more hope again into this algorithm?
I think there's no hope right now because the United States American policy position is to sabotage the peace agreement, the peace talks, the peace efforts that was done by the Pentagon. This was Obama's last effort. He's leaving office in January 2017. His likely successor is Hillary Clinton. She's actually calling for an escalation and expansion of the war. She has all the neoconservatives with her. I believe that there's going to be a wider U.S. military intervention in Syria. They've adopted the old Donald Rumsfeld thesis that if you can't solve a problem, expand it. I think what the United States is preparing to do, the real plan, is to expand the war in Syria. Of course, the Syrian people want the war to end. Half a million have died. Millions have been made into refugees. They've been the victims of being a pawn in somebody else's geostrategic chessboard. But the American government now, I believe, will be determined. The Pentagon is determined to widen the war because they really ultimately want Assad to go. They want the government in Syria to fall. That's still the real objective. And that explains why they could never really come to terms with the Syrian government to carry out a concerted effort against the terrorists. And they couldn't do that either with the Russian government.
So you're predicting some rougher days ahead as well. Thank you, Mr. Brian Becker, for your input from the Answer Coalition joining us out of Washington.